this Sunday is so rich. There's so much to be shared and to reflect on. First of all, it's the first Sunday after Easter. The resurrection, a big deal. The resurrection is everything for us. And today we are celebrating that divine mercy, that amazing sign of God's love. When he revealed to Saint Faustina, revealed to her, explained to her how much he cares about us, how much he loves us, pointing to his heart, telling us through her that his mercy is so great and we are so oblivious. We have no clue how much God loves us. We have no idea how patient he is, how forgiving he is, how many chances he gives us over and over. You see, my brothers and sisters, if we understand God's forgiveness, God's mercy, if we see our imperfection, we understand the whole attitude to life changes. Because you see, if you're aware that you're not perfect, that you are a sinner, and God is forgiving you, it humbles you. Your nose is no longer up in the sky, you know? You feel like, I'm a sinner. I'm grateful that God been patient with me, you know? You live in this humble attitude. And the beautiful thing is you become more understanding to those who are imperfect. You become more patient for those who are weak, who make mistakes, because you are yourself imperfect. And when you see someone imperfect, you tell them, hey, welcome to the club. We all are sinners. We all are weak. It's like kids playing in the swimming pool. All these kids are in the water and splashing. And one kid got up and point finger at the others. Hey, you are all wet. You're all wet. They all look at him. You stupid. You are wet too. We're all wet. We're in the water. That's our human nature. By being in the water, by being in the flesh, we are weak. We are sinners, of course. We all fall short before the mercy of God. That's why the more we understand God's mercy, the more we become merciful to each other. So this is, and what does it mean, mercy? It means that's the sign of love. When you love somebody, you go easy on them. When you love someone, you don't hold every mistake over their head and beat them on the head. It's like, look at you, what you did, you know. If you love someone, you go easy on them. Tell them, all right, let's get up. Let's try to do better. Let's recover from this. Don't stay down. We help each other get back on our feet and do better. And that's the whole idea. So we do need to appreciate God's love. And that's why we dedicated a whole Sunday to honor God's mercy toward us. Not God doesn't need it for us. It's for us to be aware that we've been loved so much, we've been forgiven so much. Not only number one, number two, do the same to each other. Be merciful, forgiving, and kind to each other. That's why Jesus today spoke about forgiveness. Forgive, you know, he gave us the power to represent him on earth to the church, of course, to the consecrated priests and bishops, etc. So what do we learn today, brothers and sisters? We have an awesome, loving God, and he loves to see us live in harmony with each other, patient and kind with each other. You want to break his heart? Fight with each other. Hurt each other. That's the worst thing you can do. If you love God, you make peace. Be the instrument of his peace everywhere you go. And you in order to achieve peace, it will involve sacrifice. It involves dying to yourself. That's why Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers. He wouldn't say that if it was easy. You don't give somebody a big reward if it was something easy to achieve. Everybody could do it. There would be no reward. Hey, you know. And we could tell us. So today, my brothers and sisters, I don't want to go on and on, repeat the same message. Simple. You love Jesus, go easy on each other. You love Jesus, prove it, show it. Don't talk about it. Be a man, a woman of God. Man and woman of mercy, man and woman of peace. When people see you from a distance, let them feel happy, joyful, not run for their life. uh-oh, here come trouble, run for your life. Because some people, when they come in, forget about it. You know, all they do is criticize. They pick on you, pick on this, and gossip, run their mouth about everything. They're a nightmare, you know. That's not us. Don't ever be careful. Don't ever be that. Because it's very easy. We could all do it. Don't do that. Be a man and a woman of God. Whenever, wherever you go, bring that gentle presence of Jesus. Let people feel, when they see you, like I said, from a distance, their heart elated and happy and joyful for seeing you. Bring Jesus with you. Bring his gentle presence. So yes, Lord of heaven and earth, we are so grateful for you, for your amazing mercy, for being patient with us. Over and over, we make stupid mistakes. We say stupid things all the time. And many times we hate ourselves for the things we do, or mainly for the things we fail to do that we could be doing in our life. Thank you for going easy on us and patiently walking with us. Help us do the same. Help us be great. Show you our gratitude by being kind to each other, forgiving to each other, merciful on each other. And we pray especially for our brothers in the world who have no hearts, who are so cruel, mean, and hurtful, that they may come back to their senses and repent and stop hurting their brothers and sisters, so we can truly all honor you, Lord Jesus, and make you proud all the days of our lives. Amen.